Are you ready to talk about it?
I don't know. I feel like I just blurted it out, but I think it's a good topic.
The first rejection challenge was, I think you have to go up to someone and ask for $50.
Whoa.
So would you be able to do that?
On the street.
Welcome to the Asian Soup Podcast. This is your co-host Jules.
And this is your co-host Rox.
The Asian Soup Podcast is your cozy space on the internet where we share and discover stories about one another.
We chat about a range of topics from careers, personal growth, mental health, and much more.
Come sit with us
and get nourished. Welcome back, everyone, for another episode. Hey, Jules, how's it going?
Hi, Rox. Hi, everyone. Good. How's everyone doing? Hopefully everyone's cozy.
Yeah. It's Friday.
For us. Yeah. What day is it for you guys? Friday's, my favorite day, actually.
Yeah. It had a long week, so I was really glad. It was Friday and we just went to dinner and we had, what's the dish called in Korean?
I don't know if this is like a typical Korean dish, but it's called Poyang Jonggo.
Mm-hmm.
And it's got lamb in it and it's got like these, not sesame seeds, but like some kind of seed with lots of like green veggies, like
chives, green spring onions,
gennip, like the perilla leaves. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's a bit spicy.
A little bit spicy.
And it's
hearty.
Like a hot pot soupy dish. It was really good. And there was this special sauce, my first time. And the sauce was a bit mustardy, which for some reason, even in Chinese cooking, they love dipping like lamb hot pot into mustard.
Oh.
So it reminded me of that, but it was mixed with chili and stuff.
Oh, interesting. Yeah, I feel like it's probably influenced by Chinese.
Yeah. But very wintry.
Yeah.
Vibes. And
yeah, very wintry vibes.
Yeah. But the topic is about rejection. So everything could be like, have you faced rejection? Are you bad with rejection? How do you take it? What's like a big moment in your life that you felt, oh shit, like I just got rejected and it feels like crap? But yeah, did you want to share anything first? Yeah.
Even like you saying like a list of all those questions, I had a bit of like, just went down memory lane and I had all these like flashbacks. Because
mm-hmm.
rejection can mean so many different things and look so differently.
Yeah.
To different people. But I think rejection's like an interesting one for me because I don't think I ever say, like, I don't really use the word rejected, like, mm-hmm. or, rejection. It's more like in hindsight, I'm like, ah, yeah, that was rejection. And that's why I felt really shitty about it. But when it's happening, it's something that I don't process as, this is rejection. This is why it's painful. I'm going to sit with it. Like, it doesn't really work like that.
Maybe you are feeling angry or you feel like it's justified that you feel angry, but actually you're just getting some rejection.
Yeah, or even scared. Before the rejection comes.
The fear. Fear mm-hmm. of rejection is a huge thing.
Big topic. But yeah, I feel like everybody has lots of stories. Yeah. On rejection. So I think this would be a good topic for us.
Yeah.
And I feel like, yeah, I'm really interested to hear what sort of stories you have as well.
Yeah.
Rox?
I guess like one, not a story, but like it's not even a story. It's more that I had a friend that I was tight with during uni and we were quite tight at the time. And then she did say something that I think it just hit me because I had never thought about it before, like you said, about rejection. And I think she was just like, you don't deal well with rejection. Or I forgot exactly what she said, or she was like, you haven't been rejected much in your life, have you? Or something like that. Like, you haven't, something in that way. I don't even remember because it was so long. I think I was like 19 or 20. And it was a really honest observation, and it wasn't like she wasn't trying to be mean or anything. It was just like the truth, if that makes sense. So I feel like she just was spot on. And then as I get older and I think about like my childhood and just growing up and stuff, I'm like, I didn't really, because I was an only child for 12 years until my brother was born. So I didn't face any rejection, well, much rejection from my family in my childhood, I guess. And then at school, I was always like, I wasn't the cool kid, but I wasn't like picked on. I was just in the middle. I just got away with everything. And yeah, until rejection hit me later in life or in my later teens, then it was like, you know, breaking, you know, like it was the biggest deal to be rejected. So then I just, I'm really bad at feedback. I'm really bad at like negative feedback, or listening to someone critique me in any way, or getting criticism or any kind of rejection. Yeah, I'm not good at it. So
when you're talking about the rejection, like later in life, are we talking more about like rejection or friendship rejection? Like, what sort of category are you, or like, is there no category? Just in general, is it?
I think in general, like I think around not experiencing a rejection that could come with like, you know, school, like I wasn't doing badly at school, so I didn't feel like I wasn't part of it. Or even in friendship groups in school, I was never like really strongly rejected or anything like that. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
But I think maybe the first time I felt like rejection, maybe like my first high school relationship, that was like a big rejection. And then after that, I don't know, maybe getting into courses or jobs, you know, being rejected from applying for things like that. And what else? There's a lot of rejection, I guess, overall.
How
about you?
I think I'm very similar to you in the sense like rejection, I feel like you feel it more, you experience it more in your adult years, in at least from my experience as well. Mm-hmm. Like in primary school and high school and when you're a kid, you can sort of, I think like you don't want to be rejected so badly, like especially growing up Asian in Australia, the last thing you want is to stand out and be rejected. At least, again, my experience.
Yeah.
So you're trying so hard to blend
in. Just fit in, yeah.
And fit in. Yeah. And if you try hard enough, well, at least for me,
it's fine.
It works, like, right?
Yeah, we fit it in.
Yeah. But whereas like outside of school life, in the real world, rejections happen all the time. But I think at school doesn't teach you how to be rejected. School just teaches you to blend in and just fit in with the kids, get decent grades. I don't know.
Well, that I guess that's our experience, right?
Like, our experience.
Yeah, like I'm sure some people probably felt rejection in high school.
That's why for us, it was probably more of like a shock in the system when we have our first big rejection as an adult, because we don't have that thick skin, I guess.
Actually, my first rejection, sorry, I just butted in, but my first rejection would be applying to get into selective school and not getting in year 7. You know how there's that big exam in year 6?
Yeah.
So is that's kind of rejection.
I think so.
Yeah.
Failure, rejection. Yeah, true. I think rejection is more about like academic wise, right? Like when you're younger. Yeah. True. See, that's the thing. We don't even know what rejection even is.
Yeah.
Like you just sort of, it's just something that.
It's just is it something like that you want, but someone's like, no, you cannot have that.
Okay. So are we talking about the definition of.
Yeah.
Rejection.
Like, rejection is. I really want that pillow.
I want
pillow.
This. Yes.
Like,
yes.
Julia, give me this pillow. She's holding this Care Bear pillow.
But I could just say no.
Please give me the pillow.
But I say no.
Why not?
Oh, because I'm using it now, but I'll give it to you later.
But I want it now.
No.
But why? Do you feel is there some? Why can't you just give it to me now?
Because I want to hold on to it now.
I don't know.
I think, okay, that example made me think maybe if you really, really want it, that's when you have that feeling of rejection. If you don't really want it that badly, then you're just like, oh, okay, you just take it as a no and it's not a big deal.
Yeah, yeah.
But if it's something that you've been working like towards, you yearn for,
spent time on it,
and you get the no,
yeah,
then it's like, oh, yeah.
Cut, big cut.
Yeah. Talk about some recent rejections.
Sure.
I have a recent one.
Yeah, okay.
Actually, like 2 weeks ago, maybe.
Oh, that's super recent.
Yeah. And I can talk about exactly what I went through and how I came out of it on the other side. So recently I did some job interviews and I did like 4 interviews. Mm-hmm. And then
For one job.
And that's I really thought I was gonna get it. And then
if you're that far, like even if you get the second interview, you're like, whoa, yeah, I have a chance.
Even when I did the interview, I really hope they're not watching this. I'm sure they're not. Yeah. But I was like, I got this role.
Yeah, you need that confidence too.
I was so sure. Like,
and positivity.
I did like a whole presentation. Like,
did they give you a project?
Yeah.
Did you present in the third or fourth interview?
I think it was like third or fourth. Yeah, the last one was the one I presented. Uh-huh. And it took me a lot of time. Like, I did put some Google slides together and everything. And I was so sure that I got the role. Like, it was to the point where I was already, like, clocking off at my work. And I was like, I got this. I was, like, envisioning, like, how I'm going to get there. Like, how am I going to commute there? I'm going to go. Like, what?
I'm sorry. I'm sorry for your rejection.
I even checked, like, you know, the Trip View app.
How many minutes? Yeah. Where do I need to change?
Yeah. I was even looking at like the Fitness First app because I was like, because I'm a Fitness First gym member. And I thought, oh, what classes they have. And I was like, oh, they got Reformer, Pilates. I could do that in the morning. I could do that at lunch. Like, I love that. Yeah. And then I get an email.
And were you in person interview too?
Nah.
Okay.
I was so sure I got it and I was in the office and my colleague, my friend.
I'm surprised they didn't do in-person interview after four interviews and in Sydney.
I think it's normal. A lot of interviews places. They just do.
That's true.
Or video now. It's the same thing really.
That's true.
Unless they really care about like your height. Like that's honestly the only thing that's different.
Continue.
I was like sitting on the couch in the office in my current role and then my colleague was next to me and the email I was waiting for, like the offer email, it finally came through and I was like, oh, I got the email, right? So I clicked it and I opened it. Like she was kind of like next to me and it was the rejection email, right?
Template, you know.
Honestly, that's how confident I was that I got the role that I opened it in front of my colleague friend because
they knew about your...
She knew.
You were looking.
And, yeah. I was so sure it was a yes. Like, I wouldn't have opened it if I knew it was a no. You know what I mean?
Yeah. You need to go. Yeah. That's all they are stupid for not hiring you.
Yeah.
Anyway.
You can
say that.
But. Anyway, my friend, colleague, she said, I'm really grateful for her saying this. This is the point of this whole conversation. She said, oh, I'm going to give you some time to process it. And she walked away. And it's I was really just nice sitting there. Her. Yeah. I was just like.
Because you did have to process.
I was like, oh, she said I need to process it. So that's why she walked away. This is like my thinking, right?
Yeah.
Oh, that means, yeah, I need to process it. Yep. I need time. Yeah. That's really nice of her. Do I need time to process it? Yeah, I do.
Yeah.
That's what I need right now. Time to process it. Like I was literally like saying that in my head. I was like.
Because you were so excited.
I'm so grateful for her because I would have not. known what to do.
If I was her, I wouldn't know what to do. I might have just clung on next to you and be like, oh no, like I don't know. I'm not that. That's really like
mature.
Like that taught me how to deal with something like that.
Yeah. Because I was even thinking like I'll probably would have said like oh, even during that whole
like,
time,
oh you'll be okay. Like and maybe I'll start comforting you already.
Yeah. I was like thinking I would have I think I would have comforted or. But she said the perfect thing. Like, I was like, that is the perfect thing because I need that right now.
Mm.
And I was like, you know what? That's exactly what I'm going to do. She said, time to process. Yeah, I'm going to take that. So I just sat there and I was like, okay, I'm going to process it. And literally in my head, I was thinking, this is a really shitty feeling. I feel so shit. I feel really annoyed. I feel really sad. I feel really sad and I
put in all the effort.
Yeah, I don't like this feeling. It's really, really uncomfortable.
Yeah.
But I'm just going to sit here and just let time pass. I'm just going to sit with it.
Yeah.
And I think I sat there for like 10 minutes.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was just like, I feel really angry. I feel really annoyed. I feel really sad. Yeah, because I just got rejected. That's what is. And then 5 more minutes passed. And then I was like, I feel a bit better. Like, you actually feel better after you process it.
Yeah.
And I was just really grateful that my friend gave me the time to process it. I think if it wasn't for her, I think my go-to would have been like, I would have probably got up, acted like everything was fine, probably go talk to some people in the office.
Process it later.
I don't even know if I'll process it later. I think I would have just tried to numb myself. I might have messaged you and been like, Rox, what are you doing? Like,
or you might have dwelled on it a bit more.
Maybe. I might have been like, I don't know.
We don't know. Either way, it helped you.
Yeah, so that was my recent rejection. And I felt like I dealt with it really well. And now I'm like whatever, like I don't even feel anything. I'm just I'm really happy that they found the right person, and I felt really upset, but that's also normal and it's all part of the process. But yeah, who knows if it was like a different role, a different situation. But I think I was just really lucky in that situation. I had that friend say, I'll give you time to process it.
And that
it just sped everything up, for me to like heal from it. What about you
recently? I just want to say again that in a way that like it sucks that you went through that, but like it, how to say it? I'm sure you'll find something better as well. It just didn't just didn't seem like the best anyway, just saying.
To anyone who's job hunting right now, like seriously, it's such a process.
It takes so much time and, sending countless applications and getting rejections or like, when they like, when you apply, but they don't even send you that automated rejection, and then they send you that automated rejection like 2 months later, you're like, why the fuck did you bother? Like, now you're reminding me that I replied.
Applied.
But anyways,
it's just they're annoying. But you know what? I kind of always compare like the whole job thing with like love relationships. It's like going on a date with somebody. If you're like 4 interviews in, it's like you've gone on 4 dates with them.
Yeah. And they still don't.
And then after the fourth date, they still don't
really vibe with you.
Yeah. After the fourth date, they don't vibe with you. And then they're like, I don't think we should, like, see each other.
People say these days. I don't want to see you again. Yeah.
It's like, and you want to see them. And it's like, shitty.
Yeah, exactly.
But yeah, anyone who's job hunting right now, I feel you. And the only thing I want to say is, like, just because they say no, it doesn't mean that you're not good enough. Mm. It's just not the right match. Like, just make sure you keep telling yourself, like, you have every reason to be confident in yourself and your skills. It's not you. It's just not the right match is what I would like to tell myself as well.
Keep looking.
So rejection, recent one, can't really think of anything, even if it's something really small.
I think when you said like the not good enough thing. So I guess like another maybe more common and less vague kind of rejection is, but subtle, is in a social situation. No one's saying you can't sit here. No one's saying you can't talk to us or hang out with us. Mm. But say you're new, you're going into a house party or like a social gathering, and it's like, say there's a group of like 3 girls or something, or 3 people, and you try to like mingle or something, but then maybe no one really responds, or they respond, but they're kind of talking amongst them more, and you're feeling like, damn, like I can't really get in here, or you feel a bit of rejection, right? Like you kind of feel there's like a point where you're like, I should leave, like physically I should move. Like, all right, I'll chat to you guys soon or something. Like, you're thinking, how do I get out of this little mingle corner because I'm not fitting in? But you're kind of rejecting yourself by leaving and stop not trying. But you know, that kind of a little bit of a social rejection situation.
Yeah.
But that just happens naturally.
The first thing I was thinking when you said that, the question I had was, like, how badly do I want to talk to these people? If I'm like desperate for their attention for whatever reason, I would feel so rejected and feel really like sad. But if I didn't give a crap about whether they accept me or not, then I wouldn't feel that rejection
at all. That's true.
But if we're talking about a situation where I really want to like mingle with these people and get their attention, it is hard for whatever reason, right? I guess the only thing is like you got to get in there with zero expectation.
Yeah.
And if you can hold yourself high no matter what.
Because some people are already close, like they're maybe already best buddies. So it's like, yeah, you can't just come in and like, you know, expect that. You know, they obviously have a closer relationship. Like there's definitely more. It's not always you.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah. That applies even in the workplace. Again, going back to the workplace, it's like, oh yeah, culture fit, like whatever. Yeah. But it's kind of like, it's not you, it's them as well. It also like, I haven't really gone to any parties recently, but I think the feeling of like exclusion,
exclusion is rejection.
Is that rejection?
Kinda. A little bit. I think there are parallels.
See, I feel like exclusion and rejection, it's still like subjective. It always comes back to like your perspective in the end.
Yeah.
Like how you perceive it.
Yeah.
Because like even feeling excluded it's or rejected, it's like I feel rejected by X, Y, or, you know, X. I feel rejected by them. It's like that's just your mindset as well.
Right. Like maybe they weren't trying to reject you. Maybe just felt rejected.
You're feeling like that. Yeah. So
yeah.
Is there ever a time when you felt rejected, but then in hindsight, you're like, actually, that wasn't rejection. That was just all in my head. Like you realize maybe years later or you had like a bit of a realization or epiphany.
Maybe my realization maybe comes more from like, the shit I would do out of the fear of rejection, like, just like, oh my God, in hindsight, like, oh my God, who cares? Like, who cares if you get rejected by someone or a certain situation? I can't believe like I was scared of that, you know, because at the end of the day, it's like, you're probably better off finding that confidence in yourself and in other people who don't reject you and give you like love and support and stuff. And if that, I think, is like the fear of rejection is a bit stupid. Like How about you?
Yeah, the fear of rejection is in hindsight. Yeah, in hindsight, it seems so silly. Like for example, fear of not fitting into your friendship circles or looking not dressing cool enough or being cool enough or saying the wrong thing and saying something weird for people to like be like, oh, what? Like reject you in that way. Like all those things. Yeah. Like in hindsight, it's like, why did I care so much?
Yeah.
But in the present, there's probably so many things that I'm trying to do so I don't get rejected that maybe I'm not even aware of. Even like sometimes I wonder, like, am I doing this for me? Or am I doing this so that other people, so society accepts me?
Yeah, so I can fit in.
I think it's always going to be like asking that question because it's hard because you don't want to not, you don't want to be like some, I mean, you can be, but like it's convenient to fit into society.
Yeah.
Because life is a little bit easier if you can, right? If you're like lone wolf.
If you face a lot of rejection, that's tough. But then maybe you become a tougher person.
But you know what's the coolest person in my mind? It's like those people who
don't care.
Don't give an F about what other people think.
It's just like, whatever, I'm going to talk.
Yeah.
I'm going to wear whatever I want. Like, yeah, I totally.
that is like really, really cool to me.
Mm.
Something that I actually really admire. I don't know if this is going off topic, but I really admire people, like girls who can wear really revealing and like tight clothes and like dress really like revealing, but like kind of sexy.
Mm-hmm.
Like I feel like I'm always so like trying to cover up, like only show the right amount of skin. But and
then that, what has that got to do with the rejection? Because you're trying to fit in.
Oh, you're getting rejected by a certain type of girls. You know what I mean? There's a certain type of girls that will reject the really like sexy one, you know.
Can you explain who's rejecting who?
Okay, so for example,
so you're rejecting a sexy girl.
Yeah. So for example,
the look, you're rejecting the look.
Mm.
Okay.
Yeah, so like if back in, you know, okay, speaking from I'm someone in their 30s, like I'm pretty conservative.
Yeah.
And I think like I always, as I said, I would wear short skirts and stuff like that, and I still do, but like, and I'm not like all covered up or anything, but I'm always in my mind like, you got to show the right amount of skin because you don't want to look like a slazzer or like, you don't want to look like, the word back in the day was skank. Back
in the day, in our days when we grew up. Yeah.
Skank. Do you know that word?
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
So it's like, even like girls, like I'm going to say people like maybe me would like, already like we're rejecting this type of girl, like the
like sort associating of with them or looking like that, dressing looking like that.
Or let's just talk about looks.
Okay
and I would sort of like just reject it because you think like, oh, girls that look like that are probably just doing it for attention, they're doing it for this, they're doing it for that, like I have a million reasons. But now I'm like, damn it, you know what, like I was the one that was
Being careful and having a
limited mindset, you know?
Yeah.
Like now I look back, I'm like, you know, respect to those girls who just didn't give a shit and just dressed however they wanted. I mean, I guess it really depends on their intention, but that's just how I feel right now. Like I really think it's cool that people can just wear what they want, not care too much.
I get what you mean. It's like the fear of like, being judged in general makes me safe, like makes me take a safer route, or the fear of getting judgment, the fear of rejection, and at the same time wanting to fit in, wanting to blend in, don't cause any questions or alarm to anyone, then I'll just be a good citizen and, you know, not draw attention. Stuff like that. Like, it's kind of like that. But then it's like, you're more brave if you're not scared of it and you don't give a shit if, you know, I still like give a shit. Like, I've moved back to Australia now, obviously, but I can't not wear a bra. Like, even with like a t-shirt or like tops or certain dresses, like, I can't. Maybe it's just me. It's definitely just me. But I think there are so many people that get away with not wearing a bra and it's like, damn, I wish I could do that. But I know I can't because I know I can't get over it.
Oh my gosh.
And I grew up not getting over it, and I grew up thinking, oh, I have small boobs, so I can't do that. So like, but I could. People do it and they're fine. Like they look great but I just can't.
That's going to be our next challenge. We wear tight white tanks, no bra.
I can't do it. I can't do it.
I know what you mean. Like, I can do it at home.
Yeah, maybe. I can do it at home. Yeah.
But like, if you were like, Rox, I'm going to come over.
Like here on the podcast, let's record with. Nah. No, definitely not.
No.
Yeah, if we're hanging just us, like, yeah, sure.
Like, would you? Like a tight?
Just hanging out with you.
You know what I would think?
But we probably, but then I need context. Like, why are we doing that? Like,
just say, for example, it's a casual whatever. I would think, oh, I need to wear a bra because I don't want to make I don't want Rox to feel uncomfortable.
Yeah. Because
I'm caring about how you feel.
I'm just covered up.
Like, yeah.
Yeah. more.
So yeah. What's the sort of takeaway here? It's like I think there is something here. It's like we don't want the fear of rejection to control
us from being scared of doing things.
Yeah, like us to do what we really want to do. I mean, like we're talking about stuff that we really want to do. If you want to do that, like why not, you know?
Yeah.
And fear of rejection, we already said a bit earlier that in hindsight,
it was stupid.
It's stupid.
Yeah.
So put those two together. Isn't it the takeaway here that just do what you want, and if you get rejected, you get rejected? Because if you just keep fearing rejection, then you can never really truly be your authentic self because you're constantly trying to please everyone.
That's true. And that's tiring.
When did this episode get so deep?
Isn't that tiring?
Maybe that's why I'm so tired all the time.
I'm so tired. I just want to relax. So like my friend the other day, she was just like, I just want to relax. And I'm like, I just want to relax too.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think life would be easier if we were a bit more carefree.
I know like some guys, like they do some like rejection challenge.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, what, like go ask for that girl's number. Yeah, yeah. That's, like, good, don't you think? Yeah. That's, like, good training.
I know it's, like, for dating, but, like, still the end, you know, things that you learn.
Girls don't – maybe as girls we don't face rejection as much.
Have you ever –
And then guys are kind of, you know, they traditionally they have faced it a bit more, so they don't care if they ask for that pay rise because – they might get rejected, but they might not. But then we're not used to asking for stuff.
I agree.
As women. But yeah, anyways, go.
I agree. I think, guys, like because
they're like trained to.
Yeah, like typically speaking, right? Like typically guys.
Typically.
Guys ask girls typical. Out, whatever. Like it's on the guy, la, 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 to do the, to pop the question or whatever. Like it's. Guys, I think, face it head on more than us girls. I think we tend to play it a little bit more safe, which, I think we should, not should, but I'd love for us to change that a little bit.
Yeah, totally.
Sorry, just before we end this episode, I just want to share this. There's this YouTuber, Jen Rogers. I used to like watch all her vlogs, and she was talking about rejection a lot in like one time. And she was sort of doing like a rejection challenge as well.
Wow. Okay.
And then the first rejection challenge was, I think you have to go up to someone and ask for $50.
Whoa.
So that's would you be able to do that?
On the street? I don't want to.
But it's like, it's for practice, for rejection.
But asking for money is a different thing.
It's just that. Exercise.
It could be like, I think it's easier if it's like, hey, do you want to buy me coffee or something like that.
But it doesn't matter. But it doesn't matter what the question is. It's just the exercise in the end.
I'd definitely be scared of doing that. I don't want to do that.
But would you, if it was for like the exercise sake, would you?
No.
And it's
have to.
But how do you, isn't it like cringy? Doesn't
it's cringy.
It make you like,
I don't want to do that.
You like squirm,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I'm like, ugh.
Okay, I got another one. Another one was after you have a meal at a restaurant, you go to them and you say, can you give me that meal for free?
Oh, did she do that?
She did that.
Did people do it?
But her story, I think what happened was like the lady, because she was living in Korea at the time, actually gave it to her for free. So it was just meant to be like a fear of rejection, like activity. Mm-hmm. But like the result was actually even more surprising. Like she actually got a free meal.
Wow.
And then apparently like that person even brought out like a bottle of, I can't even remember, but I think I think she got the free meal and then she even got gifted like a bottle of makgeolli, like a drink for free as well on top, saying come back next time.
That's so nice. Yeah. So the owners.
Yeah. But yeah, the rejection challenge. I don't know if
could you
I.
Do it?
I mean,
like, I need to know why we'd be doing it. What's the purpose of it?
Just so you can confidence? Get it. Yeah, so you can like get used to being rejected.
Oh my god!
I know. But you know what? I feel like I can do it.
Really?
Yeah. Because you know why?
Why?
Lately, this real major side topic before we close up this episode.
Yeah.
Is I haven't told you this yet, but I've been doing cold showers for the past like month.
Oh, no. No, no, no.
Honestly, it's like a cold shower. You just, it's like a Band-Aid. You just rip it off. You just go in there. You do the deed.
I love my and warm you showers.
Breathe really loud. I feel like that's what this activity will be like. It's going to be like a really cold shower.
I am the last person to have a cold shower. If I had to choose.
Cold shower or the rejection?
Huh?
Rejection challenge.
Why do I have to choose?
Rejection challenge or cold shower?
I don't want to choose either.
Hot showers.
I would probably, oh my God, I don't know. 2 second cold shower.
No, no, no. 1 minute.
No.
And it's
see,
like
I'm
icy cold
I'm
right
weak.
Now.
I'm a weak person. I'm a weak person. I can't take it. Don't reject me. I can't do it.
Okay, I think that's a good. We can end the episode.
I have
here.
Learnt that my friend back in the day was still right. I don't take it well.
Friend, you're still right now. But honestly, most people aren't good with rejection.
It's hard.
But you know what? Like, this episode's made me think, like, I want to get better at being rejected.
Yeah, yeah. I like that you sat with that rejection and you kind of like just breathed through it. And I thought that was good. Like to just
sit with
your moment and process it.
Mm.
Welcome back to
Let's Get Nourished. Okay, so the soup that we're having today, to be honest, Rox and I already ate it before we recorded this episode. It's called Poyang Chonggol, as we mentioned earlier. And we just had, it was just too much food. So we got the rest takeaway and we're re-eating the leftovers. I said I was just before we started recording this, I said I was really full, but now smelling it again, I'm like salivating again.
It's a bit like sour and I don't know. It's just like nice and spicy.
We'll add a clip here now. If you're watching it through video, what the soup looked like. But yeah, it's got lamb in it. Still good, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's a good dish to share with people
because
it's like one of those Korean hot pot dishes that you have over the gas stove and also banchan. And
it was huge.
It was really huge.
It was actually enough for like probably 4 people.
Yeah. We can take this home. We really did, yeah. But yeah, I wasn't sure if Rox, you're going to like this one because it's lamb.
I like lamb.
Do you like lamb?
Yeah.
I actually don't really like lamb, but I like this lamb.
I don't like goat. Yeah, lamb's pretty good. I like this.
But yeah, this dish, I would say like it's something that my mom as a child would be like when I'm feeling a bit low energy or tired, she'll be like, oh, let's have this to give you energy.
Oh,
yeah.
That's so cute.
So whenever I feel like I need a bit of, you know, oomph, then I feel like this is like a healing kind of soup.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I really like it. I feel like not a lot of places do it. If you live in Sydney and you want to try it, ping me and I can drop you the recipe. I'm not recipe, the restaurant name.
It's really good.
Also, guys, let us know if you want us to continue these Let's Get Nourished segments. We're not sure if it's like, I don't know. We're not running out of soups or anything. I reckon we can keep bringing it.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's like, is it interesting?
Yeah.
Is it not?
Is there anything else you want us to do?
Yeah.
Let us know. Yeah, hope you enjoyed the episode.
Follow us.
Yep.
Follow us on Asian Soup Podcast, on all the socials such as Instagram, YouTube, TikTok. We also have a website, asiansouppodcast.com. Check us out and, yeah, always send us a message. If you want to chat, we're always down for a good DM. Thanks for tuning in and see you in the next one.
Bye.
Bye.